Sonic Erotica.
I've had orgasms in a few strange places. Probably the most bizarre one would be the gym. I had just joined a gym and it was kind of, you know, one of the first times going back. I think I was also newly single or going through a kind of tough time, and the partner I was with really wasn't turning me on at all. And I found myself at the gym in fairly good shape, kind of working out, and just men everywhere. Very, very small gym, so everyone works out in the same kind of area. And, you know, wearing tight clothes myself and feeling kind of sweaty, I started getting a bit turned on, especially by the other guys around me. Definitely kind of heightened it a little bit. Anyway, I just did my routine and then I found myself on the bike. And the more I worked out on the bike, I just realized that this was an opportunity to have an orgasm. A little bit maybe out of my control. So the more I pedaled and the faster I pedaled and I could wiggle in my seat quite differently, the more I wiggled, the sweatier I got, perhaps the noisier I got, and then I found that the noises of working out and the gruntings of working out quite similar to ones that you have an orgasm with, and I kind of just let myself go and pedaled really hard and squirmed on my seat and had an orgasm. And yeah, it was pretty exciting. I had a kind of a big laugh to myself while I was cooling down on the bike. But that was probably, yeah, the most bizarre place, or public especially, place I've had an orgasm. Had sex on, didn't really finish having sex, but tried to have sex on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. We got it in for a little while and then it was just too many people kept turning corner, and yeah, I think for a while it was easy until you move, but you could stay like that. You could stay stationary with him inside me, but the minute you try and thrust, it's wildly obvious what you're doing, yeah. Masturbated on a bus before. It was like a night bus, so it was very empty. I think it was me and the bus driver. Maybe there was like someone up front, but I just remember it being me and the bus driver. And I was sitting above, it must have been like the engine or the tire or something, and the way that it vibrated and the bus bounced, it was dark, it was nighttime. I was on the way to a friend's house and just wearing a skirt. And so I let the vibrations and the way that the bus move and just use my hands and help me along. But it was an extremely hot fantasy. Me thinking that I was gonna get caught by this bus driver, and what would he do if he caught me? Would he kick me off? Would he wanna join in? So all those kind of fantasies started kicking into gear, and it was, it's something that I think about, yeah, that situation. Oh, when I had sex with a stranger on a bus. Okay, so I was on my way to Torquay and about to meet some girlfriends, and the bus is, I think it's about an hour and a half, 45 minutes, and the bus is sometime. The bus was fairly crowded, but not uber crowded. It was an afternoon ride. Well, I sat down near the window seat and a guy came on and sat down next to me. And it was a little bit unusual because there are other spare double seats through the bus where he could have sat. And I guess very attracted to him, feeling kind of brave, I brushed my knee against him and he brushed his knee back to mine and did a little bit of kind of arm rubbing, a little bit of like hand touching before anything happened. Dragged one leg over him and lifted up my skirt, and he opened his board shorts, and we did it on the bus, and it was pretty exciting because of the dangers of like, holy shit, I'm screwing a stranger on a bus, but also what if somebody turns around? This looks kind of obvious, but it was very quick. I kind of had to play with myself and sit on him at the same time in order to be able to get there quickly. And then when we were finished, I sat back down in my chair and that was that. He got off the bus later and I got off the bus later and don't know his name. But I hope his friends believed him, and it's pretty awesome for both of us. I felt very, very confident and brave that day.
pretty awesome.
No words exchanged. No, just absolute body language. Really, really strong body language. He also had a really nice natural scent. So I don't know if that played a part in it, but... When I find a lover, my turn-ons would be, I'm actually a fan of body odour to a limit, but I do like, sometimes I love to smell men's underarms if we have this kind of connection. It just smells really strong and really manly, and it's not like a feminine scent at all. I think it's probably the equivalent of when a man likes to smell women's panties, that kind of animal stomach wrenching. I can get very turned on from smelling a lover's armpits. So it can play a really big part, smells, for me during sex. And if we're compatible that way, it can lead to some very good sex. The person that I was seeing for a while, we keep in contact, and so I think it's very nice to fantasize with him about the stories that we've had. It was actually one of my only times I ever did anal sex, and it was him fingering me, and it was the juiciest I've ever been. And yeah, it pretty much blew my mind. I think in the past I've kind of been a bit nervous about it, but he had stayed at my house for about a week straight, and all we did was watch Arrested Development and fuck and eat the sandwiches down the street. And it was during the end of that week, and probably had sex a few times already that day, but there's just something about the chemistry with each other. And I, yeah, he was quite strong and knew how to handle me and knew what I liked, and threw me over and didn't ask, I didn't pull away. It just felt very comfortable, and I think I was very relaxed, and it completely blew my mind. And it's something that if I think about him and if I think about that experience will get me excited, like instantly. I'll throb or tingle or get warm, but just instantly, yeah. It's quite nice.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.